From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The troubled town of Mungo in East Suriname, now under the firm control of the National Army. Pressure from the Dutch government forces St. Martin out of the decolonization seminar in Barbados, and the UN sends a representative to Haiti to offer their help in the forthcoming elections. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The bauxite town of Mungo in East Suriname continues to be the focus of attention in that troubled country. Last night, the National Army moved into the town, forcing the rebel Bush Negroes out. The army claims that it had to act after reports that some soldiers who were in Mungo had been shot at by the Bush Negro Jungle Commando. It's not clear if anyone was killed, but some soldiers were wounded. Before fleeing the area, the Jungle Commando blew up the head office of the Suriname Aluminium Company, Suralco, and damaged a nearby harbour. Roads to Mungo are still blocked, but the town is now under the firm control of the army. A short while ago, I spoke to Army spokesman Borgia Breveld and suggested to him that the army had acted against the instructions of President Shankar, who had asked them not to enter Mungo.
Now, that is not really true because he never asked such a thing. The vice president said, ordered, in fact, the Jungle Commando, anyway, the terrorist, to leave Mungo. They didn't do that, and then he gave the green light to the National Army to keep an eye on Mungo. And then the search patrol was lost, so the army had to move into Mungo in order to get them back.